Hi, my name is Isabel.
I'm Eddie.
And I am Spencer, and we interviewed Susanna Ortner-Roberts on May 9th, 2011.
I'm Susanne Ortner-Roberts, and I was born April 6, 1973, in Wertingen, which is close by Augsburg in Germany. I grew up in a larger village, so you do have sidewalks, you do have stores to go to. We ran errands by bicycle or by feet. There was a river close by. My mom always picked vegetables out of the garden and prepared lunch for us, which was wonderful. And then we also had in the backyard lots of berry bushes and all that. So it was interesting when I came to the United States and I heard that you need to get your veggies in. I thought like, yeah, that was never a question to me because we all love our veggies and our fruit. We need to get our, I don't know, bread in. The first time I came to the States was 2005 for a week. And then I came back 2006 for a year where I mostly lived in Squirrel Hill. People were very friendly and extremely helpful. And still I feel that if they like something in the States, they want to support you or encourage you. And it was not hard to learn English when I first came here because I already knew a lot of English. The language education in Europe, I will also say, is better than it is here. Almost everybody speaks English, so you don't have the pressure or the necessity so much to really learn a different language. I basically immigrated, even though I'm not a US citizen now, I'm a permanent resident. So my citizenship is still German, which has the advantage that we are flexible wherever we want to live. We could still live in Germany too. Who knows? As a musician, you always want to remain open. Wherever there's work, you want to go. My goal was to fulfill a dream I always had, and the dream was simply being a musician. I grew up learning the clarinet, but I never had really the bravery to do nothing else but. So I became a teacher because that was the safest thing to do if you want to still do a lot of music and maybe teach music. So I did that. But then I had the chance to come to the United States for a couple of projects together with Holocaust survivor, actually, because I played Jewish music at that time. And that brought me here. And there I made so many nice connections and friends that I decided now I have the courage to just quit everything and come back on a visa through PitFirst and make it as a self-employed independent musician. It was towards the end of my first year where I lived here and came through Pitt. So a friend of mine said, you have to do a farewell concert, so look for an accompanist. And I remembered, oh, right, there was Tom from the Bar Mitzvah. So I'll ask him. So I asked Tom if he would play with me for that farewell concert. And he did, and we had lots of rehearsals and got to know each other better. And then the romance blossomed. What I really love about the United States is the friendliness in day-to-day life. I love our neighborhood. It's very supporting. People are weird and awkward and just they can be however they are, which is wonderful. Sometimes I have the feeling in Germany you have to look a certain way, you have to be dressed a certain way, you can't simply go out the way you just feel like it. There is some sort of an energy in the States where you feel like you can do anything if you really work hard, and that's a possibility. And in Germany it's more like we make a plan very early, or your parents make a plan for your life, and then you kind of have to stick to the plan until the very end, even if it turns out that the plan is completely stupid or doesn't work. The environmental issues bother me. Like, for example, when I go to Giant Eagle or to a store, you get all these thousands of bags. In Germany, you have to pay for each plastic bag, which I think makes sense because then you really reduce the garbage. And here I sometimes feel people don't even wonder where all the garbage goes. They have these piles of garbage bags every week in front of their houses, and someone picks it up and they magically disappear. What I also don't like is that I can't ride my bicycle the way I did in Germany, where you go shopping with a bicycle, you really run errands. And here you do need a car. The buses and train system is also much better in Europe. In Pittsburgh, they just cut my favorite bus, which is annoying. I visit my home country maybe twice or three times a year, also for professional reasons. We perform there. I have 3 siblings. I have 2 younger brothers, Johannes and Simon, and an older sister, Diana, and of course my parents. And we did a lot of things together, sang a lot together, went on all sorts of mountain hikes, and nature played always an important role in our family. And my grandparents were ordinary, normal people who had fairly hard life. It was around the time of the Second World War. So my grandfather worked in a big company then, but he was always completely covered in black dust and couldn't hear well. And my grandmother also tried just to keep the money together. 6 children was a lot. So of course the World War had a great impact on Germany and on our family. It was just devastating. My grandfather fought in the war. We never really got answers to the devastating parts of German history, you know, if he knew about what the Germans did to the Jewish people. I think my grandfather's generation was not really able to talk about that because the shame and the guilt and all those feelings were too deep. If you are German, you do have to find a way of dealing with the Holocaust, because otherwise you can't travel. Wherever you go, that's one of the first things people ask you about Germany. It's not the good food or the countryside or the great poets or composers. These 12 years of history that did so much harm to our country, and we still suffer from that. Like, if you imagine, my grandparents were more or less involved. I think my grandfather, till he died, he still thought there must have been something to the Jews. You couldn't erase that thinking out of his brain because it was so indoctrinated into him and into all these people during the Second World War. And they were simple people. They were not educated like we are nowadays. And they wanted to have jobs. They wanted to not starve anymore. And there was someone who promised that and actually made it come true. So they just wanted to support that leader. I don't want to excuse them now, because it's a danger nowadays too. If you just mind about your own business, you become blind to whatever happens around you. But that thinking could not be completely healed within that generation. And my parents, how they grew up, it was not taught in school at all, because it was still too hard to deal with. And it was our generation, me and my siblings, who then really dug deep into Holocaust history and had a lot of teaching at school about that. Because we are not so close. We are far enough removed that we still see the importance of dealing with it, but also we don't have to struggle with those direct guilt feelings, just with a responsibility. And basically that's also what brought me to the United States, because I did work with Holocaust survivors, and I still do that as part of my personal reconciliation. The advice I would give people who are interested to live in a different country is that they should not give up in the first couple of months, because the first couple of months, maybe the first year even, is trying. You don't speak the same language. You still hear my accent, which sometimes is annoying if you just want to go to the bakery store or so and you just want to order food. And every time you go there, people ask you, where are you from? You know, you're always exotic and you just want to belong in a certain way. What is wonderful about living in a different country is that you see your own nation or the country where you grew up in a different light. I discovered how German I really am since I'm here. I had no idea. And also you see how things work in a different country, and you feel like, well, the Germans could learn so much from the way Americans deal with this and this, and vice versa.